The Gemara is going on the Mishnah at the end of the Dalet Parashis. It says what all the Dalet Parashis, what we do all four Shabbosos. Shkalim Zachar Parin Chedesh. There's a Hefsek. The Chamisha is the fifth week. Chayzim the Kesidim. We go back to the regular order. The Gemara asks L'Seid Mai. The Gemara says Rabbi Amir L'Seid the Parashis Uchayzim, and Rabbi Amir L'Seid Aftaris Uchayzim. What does it mean to say the parashas uchayzer? Rashi says that at these Shabbosos we don't do the say the parashas altogether. We don't do the parashas of Shavua. You only do the parashas of Shkalim, Zachar, Chedesh, and Parah. To Evans, a little bothered, these parashas don't have enough for seven kruim. How are you going to manage to give seven aliyahs in parashas Shkalim or Zachar? He says Zachar and Shkalim has enough only for one aliyah. Which the Kuntzus Achron says is not exact, because Shkolim really has enough for two aliyahs. That's six psukim. Zachar has three psukim, enough for one aliyah. So he says, okay, so you just do it again and again. We have the Gemara earlier, that in Rish Chedesh, where we're not able to get in all four aliyahs into the psukim of Rish Chedesh without doing a pasuk again. So you do it again. But the Rebbe says, that Gemara Gufa says, you only do it if it's Layefshir. How could it be Layefshir here? We could read the Parshas HaShavuah and only do this for the last aliyah. Well, the pshat is that was the takana, the Dalet Parashis, because Chazal wanted that should be the entire kriya. There shouldn't be any other kriya besides the Dalet Parashis, seven kruim, so we'll make the seven kruim however we could. Rabbi Yirmiyah says the Seder Haftarah Suchayzer. That the only difference is that we don't do the Haftarah of the week of the Parashah Shavuot, because since we end with the four Parashis, so the Haftarah goes by the end. And we do the Haftarah of Shkalim, Zachar, Parah, and Chedesh. But the parasha, we do the parasha of Shavua. Now here the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Kvasi the Ramami Mistabra, brings a right from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says the Chol Mafsikin, and there the Mafsikin doesn't mean the Haftarah, because most of those are during the week, so it means you Mafsik the parasha. So the Gemara says, not such a raya. Ein Echanami, that Lechol Mafsikin means you Mafsik the parasha, but this doesn't mean the parasha, this means the Haftarah. So the Rishayim all paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah, as we know, to do the Parashas Shavua and do the Parashas Shkalim, Zachar, Parah, and Chedesh afterwards. The Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh all paskin that way. But the Rishayim is bothered. Where do we get that from exactly? Abaye was maskim to Rabbami. He brings a Rayim from the Mishnah. Why wouldn't we say that Abaye's Psak is like Rabbami, even though the Gemara was Matchit? So the Gayin says on the Shulchan Aruch, very simple, the Gemara before was very clear. Like Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Gemara said that what do we do when the Atta Tetzava comes out before Shkalim? And what do we do when Shkalim comes out on Kisisa? The Gemara was very clear that you don't only do Shkalim, but we do the Parash of the Atta Tetzava and afterwards Shkalim. And the same thing Kisisa, we do the Parash of Kisisa and afterwards Shkalim. So you see from that Gemara pretty clearly, a Machlekes Yitzchak and Abaya, that we pass like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now it's a bit schwer. Here Abaye says Kvasa Rabbani Mistabra. So the Achrayim say, the Gayin says this, and also the Pei Yeshua and the Turi Evan, actually says Abaye was Chayzer. So Mel, that's the Maskanus HaGemar like Rabbi Yirmiyah. But the Turi Evan is bothered. How come Rabbi Yirmiyah that says, L'say the Parashis to Chayzer, why Dafka by the Dalet Parashis? What about Barish Chedesh? How come Barish Chedesh, even his Maskim, that we do the six aliyahs and do the Rish Chedesh for the last aliyah. And we don't do the entire kriya by Rish Chedesh. And how do you know that that's true? Also from the Gemara early in Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara there, that Rav held that the Parsha Shkalim is not Kisisa. As you remember, Rav held the Parsha Shkalim is Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, the same kriya as Rish Chedesh. So the Gemara said, so what's the difference between Rish Chedesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos and every Rish Chedesh should do the Kriya of Rish Chedesh? How would it be different, Rish Chedesh and Rish Chalas B'Shabbos, and every Rish Chedesh? So the Gemara says, well, every Rish Chedesh, we do six in the Parsha, and one Rish Chedesh. Mashenkein, Rish Chedesh and Rish Chalas B'Shabbos, we do all of them in the Kriya of Rish Chedesh. So the Gemara says, that's very good, like the Man Diyam L'Sei the Parsha Yisuchayzer. But the Man Diyam L'Sei the Haftar Yisuchayzer, so B'Shkalim also we do six in the Parasha and one in Rish Chedesh. So the Gemara says it's Teretz. But Al Kapanim, it's Mefurish that even if you hold the Seder Parashas L'chayzer L'gabei Shkalim, but L'gabei Rish Chodesh, the normal Rish Chodesh you do six in the Parasha and one Rish Chodesh. So what's the difference? Why by the Dalet Parashas do we do the entire Parasha? That we skip the entire Parasha, just do the Dalet Parashas. And when it's Shabbos Rish Chodesh, we only put Shabbos Rish Chodesh as the last Aliyah. As I affect the Turi Evan, and Ibaim Shver. The Netziv asks the Kasha the other way. Yantiv Shechali is B'Shabbos, we do the opposite. We just do the Kriya of Yantiv. Right? Why don't we do the Parshas HaShavua on Pesach or Sukkot, that Echali is B'Shabbos, and then do the Kriya of Yantiv as the last Aliyah, and don't do that. We do all seven Gavri in the Kriya of Yantiv. So God is interesting to Zach. By Yantiv, everyone agrees that Yantiv supersedes the Parshas HaShavua. We just do Yantiv, we don't do Parshas HaShavua at all. By Rish Chodesh, everyone agrees Rish Chodesh is just the last Aliyah. By the Dalet Parashas, we have a Machlokes. What's the pshat in that? So the Tziv says a very interesting pshat. He says, Yantif is a deraisa dika kriya. We have in the end of the Masechta, Meidah b'meishas meidei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, mitzvah sheikarin kolechad vechad bizmanay. That's a pasuk. That Meishas did a kriya of the Parashas Hamayadim on Yantif. It's a deraisa dika kriya. Now, it could be it's not Mamish Deraisa, it's just an Asmachta, but Asmachta also has Dinei Deraisa Tainas in its Sif. So, Mela, if you have a Kriya Deraisa, so what are you going to do? To do it as just the end of the Kriya, then we don't want to do it with the Kriya Deraisa. Elamai, to do it first, but then you have a problem of Tadda Kaidim. So, Lamaisa, we end up, we don't do the Kriya Derabanan at all, we just do the Kriya Deraisa. Mashaygi Mishkaidish, the Divay Dabba Meshus Mayadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, is Mayadim, not Rish Chodesh. So now the Kriya of Rish Chodesh is a Kriya Derabanan. A Kriya Derabanan is not Deicha, the Parshas HaShavua. So what's the Dalet Parshas? It says a very interesting thing. He says the Dalet Parshas are a unit. The Machlokes Reb Yirmiya and Reb Abba is the Machlokes Rishonim we had said in the previous year. Is the Machlokes Rishonim, if Kriya's Parshas Zachar from a Sefer B'Tzibur is the Derayza de Gedin, if it's a deraisa dikadin, so Kumtai's Parashat Zachar has to get its own kriya, and once Parashat Zachar gets its own kriya, so all Dalet Parashas get their own kriya. Same thing with Parashat Parah, is such a tzad, it's a deraisa dikadin kriya. Mashayin Kain, Rabbi Yirmiya, that says, Masayin Daftaris Uchayz, he holds like the Rambam and the Chinuch, he holds that the din deraisa of Parashat Zachar has nothing to do with kriya, stamless gurbapem, like the other Sheish Zachiris, and Mimela, since it's a kriya derabanan, so it doesn't get its own kriya, it's a kriya at the end. Ashtikal chiddush to say that this machlokes Yishayinim is the machlokes Amaron, but that's what the Nesiv wants to taina. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha by Tainus. The Gemara asks the Kasha by Tainus. The Mishnah says that Tainus is mafsikin. That means you don't lay in the Parshas HaShavua by a Tainus. The Tainus is presumably not on Shabbos, on Monday and Thursday. We don't lay in the Parshas HaShavua on the Monday and Thursday if it's a Tainus. Instead, we lay in the Parshas of the Tainus. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, who betainis lomali afsakal, likri mitzarfa ben yonad yayim, uva mincha betanisa. The Gemara knew that by Tainus is not only a kriya by Shachris, it's also a kriya by mincha. And male the Gemara asks the Kasha, so they have two kriyas, why not make one Tainus and one the Parshas HaShavua? So Rashi says, we're asking coin to Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya holds that if there's a possibility of doing both the Parshas HaShavua and the Dalet Parshas, we're not mafsik. By a Tainus, there is the possibility to do both. We have a Kriyas Mincha. So why would you be mafsik on Shachar? State in Rashi Klar, according to Rabbi Abba, that by the Dalet Parshas you're mafsik and just do the Parshas HaShavua, so then it's not Shver. So who would the Maitainus? I mean, it's forget, we don't do the Parshas HaShavua at all. So who would the Maitainus? It's not Shver that we don't do the Parshas HaShavua at all. Mashayin Kain, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that we do the Parshas HaShavua, the Dalet Parshas, because we're able to do the last Aliyah, the Dalet Parshas. So who would then by Tainus, why not do the Parshas HaShavua and do the other Kriya by Mincha? Faita Turi Evan, maybe it's fair according to Rabbi Abba also. Rabbi Abba is talking about when there's one Kriya. When there's one Kriya, Rabbi Abba says, don't make one Kriya from both Parshas HaShavua and the Dalet Parshas. We'll make it all from the Dalet Parshas. If there's two separate Kriyas, so then, maybe even according to Rabbi Abba, there's a question, why can't we be Efshul L'Kayim Shneim, and one of the Kriyas could be Parshas HaShavua, and the other Kriya could be Tainus? And l'chayr, the kasha is a little starker. I mean, we find by Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Mamadis, the Mishnah says, we don't do the parasha Shavua. And that's true even according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. What's Taka Pshat? On Shabbos, we do the parasha Shavua together with Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah. And in the week, we don't. And the Chayyid Pshat is like this. By Shabbos is a bezunder inyan to do Parshas HaShavua. We want to keep up to the Parshas HaShavua each Shabbos. To have a Shabbos without the Parshas HaShavua, that we don't want to do. And not only according to Rabbi Amia, even according to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba only said by the Dalet Parshas. But by Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, we don't push off Shabbos. But during the week, even according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, we push off the Parshas HaShavua. But I says, during the week, there's not such a big thing to say the Parshas HaShavua. If we have nothing to lane, Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakin to lane, we don't have anything specific to lane, so we lane the Parshas HaShavua. If we have Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Purim, so then we don't lane the Parshas HaShavua. So Mela, what was the Kasha of Aitainis? Al Karchach the Kasha was, because there's two Kriyas. So Oyva Zay, the Hecha Teisa, the Kasha is not a Kasha according to Rabbah, it's not Kishvah the Rashi. If Rav Abba and Rav Yirmiya were arguing a very Yisaitis the Geshayla, that according to Rav Abba, we always push off Parshas HaShavua no matter what, and according to Rav Yirmiya, we never push off Parshas HaShavua no matter what. And now the question is, Tainus, the Gemara says, we have two Kriyas, let one of them be the Parshas HaShavua. So that would be a Kasha only according to Rav Yirmiya, that we don't push off the Parshas HaShavua unless we have to. But we find Keseder, we find even according to Rav Yirmiya, even on Shabbos, we find according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Yontif pushes off the Parshas HaShavua. And even on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Abba, Rosh Chodesh does not push off the Parshas HaShavua. They're arguing specifically by Dal and Parshias. And during the week, more importantly, we find everything pushes off the Parshas HaShavua. Whenever you have another Kriya, we do that Kriya instead of the Parshas HaShavua. So why are we asking by Tanyas? Because it's the second Kriya. Good. So why would that be Shver, according to Rabbi Abba also? Do we have an Esekash in the Netziv? Chayishver. Anyway, what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz, Mesiel Ravuna, Dom Ravuna Mitzafer Knufya. Rashi says, from the morning, Vesasim b'nei Adam v'beikim asirim yesh b'yadam aveirim v'yachtalu k'deish nizkabal atainis. Tzafer, we're busy with a very important thing. We're gathered, and when are we gathered? That we're doing tshuva. We're checking to see what aveirs have to be done. And we're being mazir people, and everyone should do tshuva on specific aveiros. And mele, there's no time on shacharis to read in the Torah. So Rashi is mavur that the ikad din of the Mishnah, the tainus mafsikin, means they didn't read in the morning altogether. All they read was in the afternoon. And in the afternoon, they only had one kriya, and that kriya was the kriya of the tainus. How come we read tainus? Why do we do kriya satayr by the tainus in the morning? So the Dva, Mesech the tainus Dafi Bey says, we anyway don't do a knufya, so why shouldn't we read in the morning? It's in Chesant Dezach. Even though there was no takana to read in the morning on Shacharis, but since the reason why there wasn't a takana is because of the knufya, and we don't do the knufya, so male, that's why we read. The Lacha Mishnah writes this also, Nochas Tainis Perek Alef Alochi Yitzayin, he says, why taka don't we do a knufya? He says, very simply, Bismana Gemara, they were so osik and rudder for mitzvahs, and to be meser, and to remove the mechshailos and the averis, so they're very busy. So you have to be mevatel the kriyas haTorah in the morning because they're too busy with their figuring out what the mechshelos were. But bezmanenu, b'dayrus elu, we're not so busy. We don't have that madrega that we could spend the entire morning doing tshuva. So mele, there's no reason for us to mevatel the kriya of Torah in the morning. So mele, we do the kriyas haTorah in the morning. But there is an actual machlokes in the Gaonim even. What was the kriya in the morning of the Tainus? The Rana Masechtas Tainus brings from a Palti Gaon that they did the Parsha Shavu in the morning. And the kriya is Vayechal by Mincha. And I'm not 100% sure, Lefizah, if that was only on Monday and Thursday, or if it was during the week as well. But that's what he brings from a Palti Gaon. The Torah brings a Shita that you do two from the Parsha Shavu and the third one from Vayechal. And that was Zicha on Monday and Thursday. Could be during the week, they would just do Vayechal. And then he brings from the Rav Sar Sholem that says that both Shachris and Mincha we do Vayechal. That's a minhag today, as we know. We don't do the Parsha Shavu in the morning, even if it's Monday or Thursday, we just do Vayechal. So the Rana Masechta Steinis says, V'yesh l'tzmaya al-mashinayi anunayigim likris v'yachal b'beikub erivu b'sheinu v'chemishi gamke. The tzmaya on how, what's pshat and our minig that we do v'yachal in the morning and even on Monday and Thursday. And what he means is, because the Gemara here asks this kasha, that why don't you do the parasha Shavu in the morning and mincha, and the parasha Tainis by mincha. And the Gemara says, because we don't have time to read in the morning, mitzafra knufya, and now we do have time to read in the morning. So the chaya, there's no answer to the Gemara's kasha, why don't we should do the parasha. Now here the Rana answers the kasha. In Zach the Tainis Yvlai Shver, here the Rana answers the kasha. He says, since that was the original minig that by a tainus we don't do the kriya of the ayin, so melam we also don't do a kriya, which is interesting, because benigayin doing the etzim kriya satera, and this is also even more interesting, even not on Monday and Thursday, hey, yes, we have time for a kriya, we do a kriya. Just the Gemara said, even so, al kaponim on Monday and Thursday we should do the parasha shavua, because we'll have the kriya of tainus by mincha, and the Gemara answered that we don't have time to do a kriya in the morning. But vayistay is that we skip the parasha shavu on the day of the tainus, that we accept from the kamoi. But even though lamaisa we are doing the kriya in the morning, but we still do the kriya of the tainus. Al kapana, that's what the Ran says over here. The guy in the Bi'ur HaGra says something very interesting. He says that our minug that we do the kriya vayichal both shachris and mincha, that's because we have a different pshat in the Gemara. He says, Rashi's pshat is very shver. Heshtigal dachuk, he says. The pshat in the Gemara, mitzafra knufya, means that Avadanei did a kriya satayra in the morning. But since it's a knufya mitzafra, so we'll be Isaac in the nyanei atainis in the morning, so maybe we have to do the kriya nyanei atainis. That's going to help our Isaac min nyanei atainis. As I teach the guy, and that's how the guy learns the machlaikis of the Gainim. The guy in the Bi'ur HaGra, he learns that the Ga'inim that hold, that you do Vayachal both times, the reason is because they learned that Ag Gemara, Mitzafra Knufya, that you do the Kriya of the Tainas both in the morning and in the afternoon. Why? Because Mitzafra Knufya, so we have to do a Kriya's Tainas in the morning. And like Vayb Shver and the other Ga'inim, how could the Ga'inim say you do the Parashat Shavu in the morning? The Mishnah says, Lahedya, Mafsikim Latanias. It says you don't do the Parashat Shavu. How could we possibly do the Parashat Shavu? Well, the teretz to those Gainim, Rapalti Gainim, is because they learned like Rashi. That's how the Rishayim learned, that they didn't do any Kriya in the morning, Bizman HaGemara. And that's why you were mafsik, because they had no Kriya in the morning. But that's only because they had the Knufya. And we who don't have the Knufya, so we do have time to do the Kriya in the morning. So which Kriya do we do? Like the Gemara's Kasha, we do the Kriya of Monday and Thursday. But the other Gainim, the Gainim learns, they learn Mitzafa Knufya means you do the Kriya in the morning. You do the Kriya's Tainus in the morning because that fits in with the Knufya. Now the Gemara describes Heichi Avdinan, the first half of the day. We're Baidik, we're Isaac, Minyani Demasa, Ma'ainim Mimila Demasa. And then the next quarter of the day it says we do Kriya and Aftara. And the next quarter of the day we're Bali Rachman, we do Tefillah. We do the Tefillahs of Tainus. As I pass in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. And a Chakir like this. The Kriya Satayr of Tainus, is that a Kriya that's associated with Tfilas Mincha? Or is that a Kriya Stam? There's a Kriya, you're supposed to do a Kriya after Chatzayis Maya Tainus, that's from the schedule of the Tainus. I think I have a Stira Mashmais in both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Ilchus Tfilah, discussing Kriya Satayr, he says, U'b'shar Taniya Shonu Musanam HaMashir La'Veseinu Karen Shachris Uba Mincha. I mean, he makes a chilek. This is a different sig a little bit. He makes the chiluk that the Taniya Shonu Musanim al Mashir laviseinu. So there we read Vayichal, and the Taniya said they were made in Zera because of a tzara that's happening now. There we read the Brachos HaKlalos, like the Mishnah says. Maybe we'll get to that. But Al Kopanim, by both of them, he says, Vakarin Shachris ubimincha. Here we read Shachris ubimincha Vayichal, here we read Brachos HaKlalos. But that sounds like there's a din kriya of Shachris and din kriya of Mincha, chare associated with Tfilah Shachris and Tfilah Mincha. That's also the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tavkov, Samach Vav, Sif Aleph, that Yikarim Vayachal, Shachris and Mincha. But the Rambam in Ilchus Tainus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, his Lashon is, like the Lashon of our Gemara, it's really both the Shainis are in the Gemara. When Mechatzi Ayayim Ula Erev, Revi Ayayim, Kayim Brachas Aklal Shibatayra. He's discussing the tainus they made for a tzara that's at the time. And that's mamish lashon of the Gemara. But the lashon of the Gemara beforehand, that the Gemara says, that sounds like it's associated with mincha. And the same thing with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Tavkav Samach Vav says that you read Vayechal, Shachris, and Mincha. The Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tavkav Ayin Vav, Sifte Zayin, says that Achatzayis, you do a Kriya Sateira. Now, what's an afkamina? Mechatayis is such a thing as a Kriya of Mincha and a Kriya Stam, a Kriya of After Chatzayis. I think there are two afkaminas. In the Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Vav Simon and Gimel, he was asked that, do you have to wait the half hour? You're not allowed to start mincha right after chatzais. You have to wait a half hour. That's when this man mincha starts. You dive in mincha within that half hour, it's a big shayla for yetzer altogether. But what about laning? You want to make an early minyan, very negayah sometimes in the yeshiva or a kel, you want to make an early minyan for the mincha of the tainis. Are you allowed to make that the laning should be within that half hour, and they'll finish the laning by the time they're up to Shemayin Esrei, it'll be ready a half hour after Chatzayis, they can daven mincha afterwards. Because the Kriyas HaTorah also have to be done afterwards. The Minchas Yitzchak paskins that the Kriyas HaTorah could be done within that half hour. Because he says, it says Chatzayis. No one says you have to wait a half hour after Chatzayis. Says Chatzayis, the Gemara says Chatzayis, the Rambam says Chatzayis, the Shulchan Aruch says Chatzayis. None of the Neisei Kalim or the Pais can tell you that it means anything other than Chatzayis. So Vaishleis, the Gabi Mincha, there was a din. Chazal said, and since the Mincha is totally in the Tamid, and the Gabi Tamid, they had a din, that they didn't do it right after Chatzayis, the Gemara Numa says, because they weren't able to tell exactly when Chatzayis was. But Kapanim did, there was a halacha, that you have to wait a half hour. Now, Shagin, they never made this halacha here. As long as you know it's after Chatzais, you don't have to wait the half hour. But I think it's totally ha-baha. If it's Tamad Din of after Chatzais, so Mechatais have to wait a half hour. If it's associated with Tfilas Mincha, so it have Dine Mincha, and then you would have to wait the half hour. As I came near, and he is Daiti. There's also a Chuvah Zvariya Yeshua from Rav in Tel Aviv from a long time ago, Yeshua Arenberg. It's a chelak hay simon yedzayin. He says a ma'aser that the satmar rav had davened in the shul on a tainus. He says the interesting thing: at first they didn't have a minyan of people that didn't have mincha yet. So the question was, are you allowed to have the kriya with six people or seven? Here's what the satmar rav did for Yael. Finally, they got 10 people, and the Rav Yeshua said, "One second, when we davened chakras this morning, or at least when the Rebbe had davened chakras, it was very late." And by the time they got to Kriya Satera, they probably said Slichas after the Shemayin Esrei. It took some time. And by the time they got to Kriya Satera, it was ready after Chatzais. So he said, one second, you laned already after Chatzais. So you already ate the Kriya Satera of the afternoon of the Tainus. So how could you lane again? You already had a Kriya Satera of the afternoon of the Tainus. Because your laning Chakras is already after Chatzais. So he said, the Samirav, Bechlal didn't listen to him. He said, there's two things. There's a Kriya Satayr of Shachris and a Kriya Satayr of Mincha. It's now Mincha time. I have to do Kriya Satayr of Mincha. And they laned. But the Dvar Yeshua Tainan, he thinks he's right. Lamai says a Kriya after Chatzais. And they already did it. I think it's telling in this Shaila. Is it Stam a Kriya of Tainus of after Chatzais? Or is it a Kriya of Mincha? And I think there is a Stira Mashmais, both in the Gemara and in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, where at one time it's referred to as a Kriya of Shachris and a Kriya of Mincha, and then it'll be Mistabra, they have to wait a half hour after Chatzais, and it'll also be Mistabra, that if you laned it after Chatzais as part of Shachris, you still would have to do another Kriya as part of Mincha. But the other Meshmais is not Reviyayim Kairin, that's the Lashon of the Gemara here, and that's the Lashon of the Rambam, that's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, nothing to do with Mincha. So Mel is a din kriya after Chatzais. So then as long as you made a kriya after Chatzais, even if it wasn't together with Mincha, even if that was, you didn't do the kriya Shachris and you were trying to make up for the Shachris kriya with it, Lamaisa, that was the kriya after Chatzais. And also Lefizel, Lechayim Mincha Sisuk's right, that you wouldn't have to wait for half hour after Chatzais.